Welcome to Beginner Day Game with me, Tom Torero, and the one and only Nick Krauser. In this short video, we're going to take you through how to get started with the art and craft of day game. This video links to our book of the same name, Beginner Day Game, that we've written together to introduce you into this world, to get you started, to get you out of your house, out there on the streets and in coffee shops and supermarkets and stations, talking to girls during the day. This is not mental masturbation or some highfalutin deep in a game, all right? It's very practical. This video and this book is to get you hitting the ground running. So we go over tick lists and schedules and timetables, things you need to crack when you're outside, not behind a laptop. Yet we go into mindsets and your fashion and your grooming and your health. We talk about long-term plans. We talk about that anxiety that's very common with people just starting this. But at the heart of this is our simplified London day game model. Why do you need a model? Why do you need structure? Why can't you just be natural or quote unquote yourself? Well, like any other practical skill set, from driving a car to martial arts to playing the guitar, there are basics, there are fundamentals. Think of it like scaffolding or training wheels, yeah, to get you out of bad habits. And in the beginning, it might feel a little bit alien, but further on down the road, you can abandon all this stuff and then you can be yourself and flow, okay? So we're not saying be robotic. We're not saying use heavy routines, but we're saying know where you are, because the seduction path is very, very clear, all right? We've adapted the seduction model for day game, talking to girls during the day. We've tried it ourselves and tested it ourselves thousands of times. We've taught students from Moscow to LA to Hong Kong. We know this works. So that's what we want to pass on to you in this video. And in this book, it's a simplified version of Nick and I's London day game model. All right, let's look at the model. And for each section, you're gonna see Nick and I doing it for real out and about in Prague. Okay, overview of the model. First thing you need to know, there's five steps. Think of it like a high five, nice and easy. Step number one is open. That means you walk up to the girl who you don't know during the day. Step number two is stacking. That's the hard one. You doing the work, you flirting with her and creating some light-hearted mythology. Step number three, vibing. So a back and forth flow of energy on a topic that's light-hearted until that girl hooks. We'll talk about hook later on. Step number four, investment. So getting her to do some work, you dialing down your energy, connecting with her. Sure, spiking it up every so often, but basically step number four is chilling. And step number five, closing, getting her details so you can see her again. There's two types of communication going on in the London day game model. Either you're messing with her or you're connecting with her. If you're messing with her, we're gonna color that red. That means it's fun, it's flirtatious, it's sparky, it's seductive, it's sexy, it's all nice and bubbly, yeah? If you're connecting with her, we're gonna color that blue, and that means chilling, that means rapport, that means chit-chat, all right? Now, as you might have already guessed, step numbers one, two, and three in the model are red. Step number four is blue. That's when you're getting her to do some work. And step number five, yep, it's red again. So as you can see, there's more red in this model. There's more of you messing with her and flirting with her than connecting with her. And that is the number one student mistake, that they switch that balance round. So most of their interactions with girls are bland, beige, nice guy, chit-chat. So the aim of this video and this book in particular is to get you flirting, is to get you being cheeky and sparky, learning to be attractive very quickly to girls, all right? Because you're probably already good at the relaxing and the chit-chat. So let's get you out of that box into the nice bad boy box. All right, step number one, open. That just means you go up to the girl, she's out and about during the day doing her thing, you get the attention off whatever she's doing and onto you. It's strong, it's masculine, it's red, so it's flirty and it's fun. No serious eyes, serious face or creepy vibe. She needs to know what you want, yep? If she's walking quickly, we're going to wheel in front of her, leaving enough room. So we're in front of her exactly at 12 o'clock. We're locking eyes, sparkling smile, cheeky vibe. We're going to let her know that we find her attractive, that we don't want to be a friend, that we've got a dick, that she's pretty and we've come to hit on her, yeah? If she's walking quite slowly or it's a crowded place, we might go next to her, tap her on the arm and then just bring her around again so we're in front of her. If she's shopping in a supermarket or she's in a bookstore, we can just approach from the side, but again, lock eyes, yeah? If she's seated in a cafe, we might crouch or we might just stand next to her until there's an appropriate moment to sit down. But anyway, the open, we say, is strong. You can't be that salesman. You can't be that Mr. Serious, creepy, logical guy. You've got to have that flirtatious smile. You've got to have the sparkling eyes. Your voice has got to be nice and measured and have gravity. It can't go up in a supplicating way. And you're going to give her a compliment. That's what we mean by direct egging. We're going to say, you look nice, or you look beautiful, or you look cute, whatever. She needs to know 100% what you want, right off the bat.
Excuse me. I hope that you speak English.
Elisa?
Brilliant, because I can't speak any Czech. And I want to say I love this. It's a very bizarre style, and it's very nice.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
I just have to say hello quickly.
Okay, hello Dan.
Because I saw your long legs and your happy face. And
okay.
I was on my way home and I wanted to say hello.
Thanks, that's nice of you.
I think you're very pretty, you see, so as a man, when I see a girl who's very pretty, I feel like I should say hello.
Sorry. It's your English, alright. I just wanted to say one thing, alright? I know you're eating and I know you're working, but you're very cute. And I saw you over there and I thought.
Excuse me.
Yes.
I hope that you speak English.
I do. Only.
Brilliant, brilliant. Because I can't speak any Czech, any Russian, any of that.
Okay.
Just to say, I love how tall you are.
Oh, thank you.
I just noticed you.
All right, so you're watching that and you're thinking, well, that's easy. I can go up and open a girl, compliment a girl, and then it's just the yellow brick road to getting laid. Sadly, that's not true. I wish it was, but the compliment is not enough. So you have to move on to step number two, which is the stack. Stacking. That means you doing the work. It's red, so it's not logical and boring and chit-chatty. It's fun and sparky, flirtatious. It's attractive. At the heart of attraction is teasing and challenging around some kind of role play story where you're mythologizing her, you're making what you see larger than life. So the trick with stacking is to say what you see and twist it, all right? Say what you see, so let's say she's wearing a red coat. Rather than you going, I noticed your red coat, you're going to take it and twist it. So turn that red coat into Little Red Riding Hood. She's running through the woods to give some cakes to her grandmother and she's trying to avoid the big bad wolf. You're going to keep doing this until you notice that she's sparking up, not laughing because you're telling jokes, but you can tell that she's attracted to you. Maybe she'll go a little bit red. She's not really contributing much to the conversation. You're doing the work. And this takes practice because you need to be present. It involves a free flow of thought and ideas coming out of your mouth. We call that verbal bamboozling. You need to be on. Students often freeze or give up or go into question mode, or even worse, go into Mr. Nice Guy bland boring mode. So this is the phase that takes a lot of practice when we teach boot camps and one-on-ones. This is where we put all the concentration. Because you were so relaxed.
Sorry?
You were very relaxed.
Yes.
In England, everybody's very nervous and fast.
Yes.
And you were just standing and chilling.
Yes, I have new shoes and I'm walking.
Happiness for a girl is new shoes, yeah?
Maybe.
I think you have like 30 pairs of shoes. Is that true? I have a friend and she collects shoes. And then in her house, she has them in order, like pink and blue,
yes,
and yellow. Is that you?
I don't have a lot of shoes.
Are we men, we don't understand why women have so love shoes.
I don't know.
Is it the buying or is it the wearing?
Wearing.
The wearing.
Yes.
So these are heels?
Yes.
Which is difficult in Prague.
I know, but...
But it makes you feel sexy.
Just noticed you like striding along the street with these massive steps.
Yes.
It was like, have you ever seen that Pink Floyd video, Another Brick in the Wall?
Maybe, I don't know. I've heard the song, but like, I don't know.
There's a video where you get like they're like these clowns.
Okay.
Do you know when they have like stilts?
Okay. You know those bigger? Maybe, yeah. I might have seen it.
I can't get your accent at all, which I should because I'm a native speaker.
Mm-hmm.
So you said you only speak English.
Yes.
So that means you have to be from an English-speaking country.
Yeah.
You're
Come
not English.
On, it's so easy.
American.
Yeah.
Okay, that's kind of like a separate language, right? Like,
yeah.
American English is like British English with all the difficult words removed, right?
You look very nice.
Thank you.
But I laughed when I saw the bag. It said pole dancer. I am a pole dancer.
Really?
Not me, I'm not. But when I saw you, I thought, wow, that's a brave...
Yeah,
bag.
It's very hard work.
But you are... Let me see.
In my mind, Moscow is still all like Ivan the Terrible time, you know, like the big sort of Kremlin, big palaces. That's how I think of Moscow. That scares me. Because I'm English, right? So my knowledge of Russia comes from James Bond movies.
Yeah.
And in James Bond movies, there's always James Bond, and there's always a KGB assassin from Moscow, which is a pretty girl, and she always attacks James Bond. So my mother told me, she said, be very, very careful about Russian girls.
Oh, why?
Because of the movies. Because Russian girls, right? Russian girls, they're very pretty, they're very good at cooking, and they are all... Crazy.
So I wanted to say hello.
Thank you.
Before you eat your lunch. So I did a little run. I'm from London.
Okay.
And you?
Prague.
From the forest.
From the forest.
You're from the wild forest.
Come on.
It's very nice.
It's true.
It's a bit heavy though for the winter, for the spring. Today is like a bikini day.
We don't have spring already. We do. It's coming.
Today I'm going to go to the river, have a swim. Have a sauna. And you're working, huh? And you're running to your lunch.
Yes, exactly.
You don't look Czech because you are not blonde.
We are not blonde.
Is this
like...
real?
Yeah, that's real.
In British people think Czechs are like Germans, you know, quite blonde, blue eyes.
No.
That's how we imagine.
Strict,
a little bit bitchy.
No, I don't think so.
Like beautiful, but very like a cat, you know, but you are more relaxed.
More like bear.
Like a sexy bear, like a cute bear. The purpose of the stacking in attraction is to get onto phase number 3, which we call vibing. Again, it's red, so it's flirty, but it's based around a topic that we've hit on, that you're contributing to, she's contributing to. There's a back and forwards flow of energy. It feels really nice and light-hearted because you're both in this magical moment. You're both in this role play with the teasing and challenging. But now she's doing some of the work. And we're waiting for a really important, significant moment in the interaction. That's how I signal it to students. And it's called the hook point, all right? Hook point just means she is now interested in you. All the focus is on you. It's not on her shopping or her walking or her vegetables in the supermarket. It's on you. How do we know she's hooked? She usually asks you a question. So she contributes to the conversation. She wants to know about you. Usually that's, where are you from? She might cross her legs. She might play with her hair. Essentially, she's just standing there. She's present. Students often miss it and they stay in this kind of super high energy attraction mode. So it's really important that you spot the hook for the next phase, phase number 4 of the model.
Different, yeah. And you're from?
I'm British.
Yeah. So I'm going there tomorrow to London for 1 month.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, that's not as easy as it sounds.
Why?
Because a recent thing they did is they put a list where everyone who wants to come to England from America, all the girls have to write their name on a list.
Uh-huh.
And then every Wednesday at Buckingham Palace, I sit with the Queen, and we go through the list and we cross out all the crazy girls.
Oh, don't let them in. Wow, well, I'm out then. I need to change my plans.
Where are you from?
Kentucky.
Kentucky. Yeah. Right, obviously I know the chicken.
For guys, it's funny because you'll see like a really cute girl, a hot girl, and then if she, no offense again, but if she comes out with some South African, it makes her sound like a man.
Yeah.
And guys are just like turned off, like, nope, sorry.
Yeah.
It's weird. She could be like the most pretty girl and you just think,
no. The accent. No.
Yeah. Aussies are right. Kiwi's funny.
Kiwis are really funny.
Kiwi's really, like swallowing their...
Yeah, sometimes it's hard to determine what they're actually saying, but they're lovely
guys.
People.
They have jokes about lovely you as people. Well.
Because when I saw you walking, right, I knew nothing about you except what I can see. Right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guessed where you're from, but my guess was that you were going to be like some kind of librarian or... that you spend all day with your head in books and that you're very shy and... But no, you're quite...
Yeah, talkative.
Well, when you get started, you get very talkative. Your energy just like jumped up a lot, you know? It's,
yeah.
Like, it's very nice.
I'm really talkative, actually.
It definitely changes your walk, you know? I like it. But English girls, they don't wear heels.
No.
Except for... They don't like it. I don't know. They like sports shoes.
Sports.
And
yes,
like
I
baggy
like
clothes.
Sports, but to sit...
So would you wear them
to work?
Really?
Yes.
No, English girls would have it like Friday night, drinking, and then fall over.
Yes.
Or they take them off, and you see them with no shoes.
Are you single here?
Pardon?
What are you doing in France?
Oh, I'm a writer, so I write books, and I'm working on a new book right now.
How long?
Here, maybe a month, something like that.
Section 4, you should find very straightforward. It comes after the hook point, after that pleasurable vibing, and it's just called investment. You're dialing down your energy, you're being a little bit more grounded and serious, you're doing less of the verbal bamboozling, you're getting her to do the work. That's why it's called investment, because she's now investing in the conversation. She's telling you a bit about herself. She's talking more than you are. Perhaps her energy is higher than yours. She's just doing the work. So it feels good inside. Now, finally, you can ask a few of those chit-chat questions. Not too boring, but just a few. You can tell her a little bit about yourself. Not too much, just a little bit, okay? Another common problem at this stage is that the students are flying along nicely with investment and then the plane starts to descend and it crashes. They've taken their eye off the ball. So we suggest, and we'll teach you how to do that in the book, that you spike up the temperature with a little bit of red in this sea of blue every 60 seconds or so, just to keep her on her toes, just to keep it light, just to keep it playful, to stop this crashing into comfort quicksand, okay? Investment's important. Comfort and connection and rapport is important to stop the number flaking. So she doesn't just think you're some kind of street entertainer or Mr. Casanova. She knows you're real. She knows you actually like her for more than her looks. She knows a little bit about you as well. So the interaction's gone over 5 minutes, somewhere between 5 and 10 minutes is a good day game interaction. She's investing. That's phase number 4 done. You should find it straightforward because that's what you're doing all the time when you're chit-chatting.
I don't know, I don't really have any plans like this. For now, I just plan staying in France.
Yeah. Your family's not saying, Lenka, come back, we miss you.
Sometimes, but it's family, it's normal, I guess.
Yeah, you don't care.
Yeah. What are you doing in
France? I work between here and London, so sometimes I'm here, sometimes I'm in London.
The place for me, so I just finished my studying and then I just went to Bratislava, and then to Prague, and then Berlin, and then Amsterdam, and now I'm back in Prague. I know, it's boring, but it was fun. And so I'm back here, and I've signed with a modeling agency in Prague. So,
okay.
Yeah, the rest is unwritten. But.
The last section, section number 5, closing. And you've noticed that it's red, so we say close strong. Just like you open strong, you need to close strong. Not apologetic, you're not weak, you're not groveling for her number, you're not begging to see her again, you're not overly keen and trying to set up a date then and there. you're closing strong, like a celebrity would act in a party, yeah? You're not that bothered. You want her, but you don't need her. You're in control. You're leading. So you're going to pull out your phone. You're going to say, I got to go, you got to go. But another time, because I find you attractive, I'd like to take you for some wine. How do I spell your name? Or it's 07. All right, you're leading it. Closing nice and strong. You're persisting. So maybe she's a little bit wobbly. You're taking control. Closing nice and strong. After that, yeah, a little bit more flirtation. A couple more spikes. And then it's adios. Unless you're looking for something immediate.
Okay.
Listen, another time, okay. We can have a drink. I will send you a message, all right?
Yes, okay.
Do you have a WhatsApp?
No.
Okay, I'll just send you. There you go. Leb, how do you spell it? Put it to you.
All right, so, well, look, anyway, I don't want to disturb you because I was sitting with my friends in the cafe and I'm going to go, but I'll tell you a secret. I think you're very pretty. You've got this very cute kind of like squirrel look, which I like. So another time, I'd like to take you out for coffee. Would you like that?
Oh, I don't know, because I don't have that much time, because I got to study really a lot.
But would you like to?
I don't know. Okay, let's see.
Okay, well, let me take your number. I'll send you a message, and then you can decide.
Okay, let me.
So when I'm back another time, Adela, we can have a drink. I will send you a message, all right? And if you want to come, you can come. There you go.
Well, tell you what, Anna, I'm actually on my way to meet a friend. So I'm busy for the next couple of hours. But I have an idea. Why don't you walk along? You can do your tourism, right? Have a bit of fun, take your photographs, and then later I will meet you for a coffee. Would you like that?
Mm-hmm. Where will we go?
We have all of Prague. We can find an interesting place.
Don't worry too much about instant dates. Don't worry about bounce backs and same day lays. Don't worry about groups and twos and girls on bicycles and girls that are juggling balls. No, the bread and butter of day game, talking to girls during the day, is single girls, because you can create this magical bubble. And our data shows that it's the most effective. All that other monkey stuff you just see on YouTube. But you want to be looking for single girls that you find attractive. How many do you need to do? 200 is a good number. Just to get you nice and calm, to get that adrenaline lower so you can actually think about what you're doing and which step you're in. You're getting a grasp of the model, okay? It's going to take you up to about 1,000. That's somewhere between 6 and 12 months of day game to really get a grip on this model so you can abandon the map. You're no longer consciously thinking so much about what you're doing. Lots of this is free flowing, and then you'll have a really good grasp of day game. But this book and this video was just to inspire those of you who are dabblers. So you've been thinking about it, you're watching too many videos, you're reading too much theory, you're interested in day game, but you haven't been taking action. So like I said, this book is not theory, all right? This book is not to encourage you to stay indoors. It's short and sweet, it's reasonably priced, all the information is below, so you don't need to spend a lot of money on this. We want to give you the tools so you can go out there today and you can hit the streets and the coffee shops and the train stations and the tubes and whatever. All right? It's practical as well. It's a workbook. Don't forget that. So there's lots of things to fill in, like when you did your driving theory or your exams when you were at school. There's lots of tick lists to get you going, like I said, with the fashion and the mindset. And then there is this model in the book. We break down this model, obviously, into a lot more detail, but not too much detail, because we don't want to get you in your head. We just want to get you out there following the five steps. So if you're interested in Krauser and I's book, Beginner Day Game, then click on the link below and you'll find out a lot more. Anyway, for now, see you on the streets.